It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere, great staff. Just a great place if you're out this neck of the woods. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay, if you live outside of Dublin and you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. The terminus for the number 42 bus is just beside the hotel, and the Dart station is just down the road. So the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? Guys, if you do cover this, don't mention my name. I work in, and she actually named the specific supermarket and the location of the specific supermarket, which we're not going to name. And I know I see Jeremy there sometimes. Yesterday at around 3, there were two young fellas in the shop. They're from my estate, so I know that they're about 15. They were being two little dicks, legging it up and down the aisles, and one was pulling stuff off the shelf. Our security guard is a sound fella, but he grabbed the two of them and fucked them out of the shop. I seen it happen. He didn't hit them. He just grabbed them by their jackets and dragged them out of the shop onto the footpath. They weren't hurt, but 20 minutes later, one of their mothers came down saying he's getting him done. She's getting him done for assault, and his photo is on Facebook saying he put his hands on kids. It's an absolute joke. They're two little effers who deserve to be effed out. Please talk about this. And that is from a lady called Joanne.
Can I just say, by the way, because this is very important, that is not my local supermarket that she's talking about. Because you did say at the start that I do shop there. I've been in that supermarket
A couple of times,
but it's not my local supermarket. However, I have seen similar things happen in my local supermarket, but that is not my local supermarket she's talking about. It's one that's about, I'd say, 30 minutes drive from my house that I have passed and I have been in from time to time. So I know exactly where you're talking about. I know exactly the layout of it. And there is a car park. There's a car park in front of it.
There is.
With a trolley bay to the right. Here's the thing. I've seen some of the posts on the Facebook page that are shaming this security guard. This security guard, as far as I'm concerned, did absolutely nothing wrong. I put up a video on our... Did you see the video I put up on our page a couple of weeks ago? I don't know if anybody saw it, and if you saw it, it's still there. But I was in my local Dunn's on a Friday night at about 8 o'clock a couple of weeks ago. I had to pick up some milk and went into Dunn's, and it was fairly quiet at this stage. And there was a security guard there. And there was two little runts in the shop, I'd say about 8 or 9. And they were standing beside the fish counter in Dunn's. And they were, you know, the fish counter is full of ice. And they were literally with their hands scooping out the ice and fecking it all over the aisles. Literally standing there with impunity. Nobody was stopping them. Little fucks, the two of them. Just standing there scooping out the ice and throwing it all over the aisle. The security guard was down the end, was doing very little about it. And I told them to stop. I said, "Will you stop? Someone's going to trip on that. Get out of the bloody shop." And I went down to the security guard and said, "Can you get them out of the shop? Can you actually pick those little shits up and throw them out of the shop?" And he says, "I can't do that." So obviously, I don't know. I'm not a security guard. There's obviously been a directive given to security guards that they cannot lay a hand on. So basically, these two little shits that were in my local shop literally knew that they could go in there, throw the ice off the fish counter all over the ground, wreck the place, and that nobody was going to lay a finger on them. And that is wrong.
Where this guy that Joanne is talking about, the security guard in the store that she works in, which is on the south side of Dublin.
He should be given a pay rise. He should be given a pay rise
for dragging the young fellas by the scruff, basically.
Otherwise, what is the point in having security if a security guard cannot remove somebody who's causing a disturbance? And I can only hear the mother. And by the way, if you're listening, can we name where the shop is?
It's on the south side. That's enough.
if you, that mother is listening who went down, I can literally hear the conversation now.
You put your hands on my Jordan, I'm going to fucking sue you.
I have
photographs on that. I'm going to put that up, you farting bastard. Because no doubt she brought the race into the security guard is an Irish, by the way. Not that that's relevant, but I'm sure that was brought up as well. So she's one of these typical mothers who thinks that her little angels did nothing wrong and wants a payout because the security guard...
Okay, but the question here is, should security guards be allowed to manhandle teenagers out of a shop?
Why is that even a question? Yes, they should.
No, but I'm asking the question, should they be allowed to? A lot of people say no.
Who are these people?
You should not we got a message just before the podcast started from Johnner, who's basically saying, no, you never, ever, ever lay your hands on kids. Well, and that's what these are. The young fellas with the fish that you're talking about.
Who were even younger, by the way. They were about 8 or 9, I'd say, those kids.
And you want a big birdie security guard to go and grab the two of them and throw them out?
150%. And it's this easy approach that people have taken now in the world where you can't lay your hands. I know when we were kids, if we had done that in the shop, but we wouldn't have done it because we would have got a clatter across the head by the shopkeeper. And to suggest that, what is the point in paying security in Dunnes or Tesco's? What is the point in having a security guard
if you can't manhandle kids?
No, don't use the word manhandling because you're
but
not
that's what it is.
No, it's not manhandling.
Grabbing somebody by the scruff and fucking them out the door is manhandling
you're
them.
You're changing the language of what happened to suit your agenda.
Our security guard grabbed the two of them and fucked them out of the shop. Grabbed the two of them.
By their jackets.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said, "I saw it happen. He just grabbed them by their jackets and dragged them out of the shop. Like dragged them. Listen to the words she's using.
I'm delighted with the words. Those words are brilliant because that's what they deserved. Teenagers these days just think they can get away. You can't touch me. You can't. I can hear them now. You can't fucking put your hands on me. He did what he was paid to do."
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We would love to hear from you. Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note that has just come in to us.
What is he supposed to do? Give them a high five and say, oh yeah, lads, go ahead. It wouldn't be a security guard then, would it? Like, a guard, as in a police, and a security guard, no matter which type of guard, they are allowed to lay their hands on them. And it's not like he's physically hit them. He literally dragged them out. And in my opinion, it is allowed. And he done nothing wrong here. Because what is he supposed to do? Give them a cuddle? No, not on. He dragged them out and he did the right thing. Fair play to him.
Now, just going back to that message from Ed, Ed was saying they have the right to lay their hands on kids. They don't.
Oh, I think they do. Why should teenagers be able to go into a shop and just wreck the place and not be taken out of the shop?
Dylan,
no, answer the question. This lefty approach by you can't touch anybody, you can't touch anybody. You go into a
I'm not even necessarily saying that, okay? But I'm asking, should they have the right to manhandle kids out of a shop? We're talking about children here. Call the guards if they have to, if the young fellas are carrying on. Dylan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dylan?
Yeah, where are we, guys?
Good, thanks, Dylan. What did you want to say on this?
Well, the security guard didn't do anything wrong from what you were saying. The lads were causing a disturbance, throwing stuff off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, security guard was in the right to physically remove them from the shop. I doubt he just ran up and grabbed them by the jacket and turfed them out on their ear. He would have went over, told them, lads, stop, get out. They would have probably turned around and went, fuck off.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they did. I'm sure that's exactly what they said.
Hurled a shit ton of abuse, which is synonymous in security. And he said, you know what? Come here, get out. You're not coming back in. Because at the end of the day, once they're in, they're an issue. Once you get them out that door, you just have to stop them getting back in it. I've worked in security for 9 years, and the level of abuse security guards get...
I can only imagine.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you at the hands of... Let's just talk about teenagers for the moment, because that's what we're talking about. What's the worst?
Well, with teenagers, I've had a young fella follow me home. I was working in Temple Bar doing the doors, so it'd be a different type of security than what we're talking about today. But I was working on the doors in Temple Bar. I had a group of young fellas come up. Two of them were underage, And I refused the whole group because they weren't really the type of clientele that would be invited into the bar. And hanging around, constantly trying to get in throughout the night. Oh, he's not coming in. No, lads, I've refused you. These aren't coming in. Had one of them pull a knife on me, had to get the guards down. He was later on arrested, brought to court. He had a rough childhood, this, that, and the other, the usual. Okay, slap on the wrist, off you go. For pulling a blade in a public space.
That's unbelievable now, I have to say.
Yeah.
But let me go back to... So you're obviously a badge wearing security man. In other words, you've gone through training and you're
I'm a licensed security guard.
That's the word I was looking for. You're a licensed security guard, which all of the guys in supermarkets would be as well. For that license, do you go through training? I assume you do.
No. There is no training. You go on, you do a course which goes over legislation, and then at the end of it, you do a written report, and based on your performance throughout, on your knowledge of the legislation that you've learned, you either pass or fail the course. And then you're issued with a PSA competency cert that you then go to the private security agency, and then you request a license application form. You pay your fee, which depends on what type of security you're going into and you've done the course for, because there is different types. There's retail, which is the one that I assume we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. And then there's the door supervisor, which would be the likes of hotels, bars, restaurants, nightclubs.
What we would traditionally know as bouncers, basically.
Precisely, yeah.
Okay. So this guy, do you believe that he actually does have the legal right to physically drag somebody out of a store?
Yeah.
By law, he's entitled to do that.
Yeah.
And
because he is there doing a job. His job is to protect the store and the customers of that store. If they're causing a disturbance, throwing stuff around. If a customer gets hit by something that they throw, let's say they're throwing stuff over the shelves and that comes down on an elderly woman that's in doing her weekly shop. What happens then? The old woman had an accident in the shop. They're probably going to sue the shop for the accident that happened.
Okay, so you see nothing wrong at all with this security guard dragging the two young fellas out of the store. You think that's perfectly okay. And then
perfectly okay, as long as it's reasonable force. And okay. That's the key word that needs to be remembered by everyone in this conversation today. Reasonable force. He didn't grab them by the scruff of the neck. He didn't put them in a headlock. He didn't pick them up
and
physically throw them. He grabbed them by the jacket and escorted them out of the shop, off the premises. Once he crosses the threshold of the front door of the shop, it's the guard's problem. Inside the shop is his problem. Outside, if they continue, get the guards down.
Okay, so this security guard did nothing wrong until the mother arrived, took his photograph and published his photograph online for manhandling her child. And she's threatening to sue.
He's not a child, by the way. He is a child.
He's only 15.
15 years of age, and able to go into a shop and wreak havoc. That's not a child.
Well, it is a child. Well,
if I was in his shoes at the minute and someone was screaming about their little angle and bringing me to court, I'd be like, do you know what, love? Go for it. Because then what I'll do is I'll countersue you for defamation and false allegations putting me up all over social media.
But some of the comments I've seen underneath one particular post with this fella, which is people making all sorts of allegation against him, which, by the way, people just make up. We've had some of the shit that's been said about us online. And you're right, she should exactly. He should sue them for some of the comments that are being made about him. All he did was his job. That's all he did.
Exactly.
And it's no different, Adrian. A guard is able to grab a teenager for teenagers involved in antisocial behaviour. What's the difference between a guard doing it and a security guard doing it?
Well, this mother obviously believes there's something really wrong with it.
But she also believes that Darden is a little angel and wasn't doing anything in the shop.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lad. Thanks for having me on again.
What did you want to say on this, Martin?
Yeah, I think that security guard was dead right. if they're wrapped in the bollock, out with them. I'm sure he didn't just walk up to them and grab them. I'm sure it was lads, calm down. They probably told him to fuck off or gave him some sort of smart remark and carried on. So yeah, he was dead right. And the mother, proper fucking scumbag, if you ask me. The only reason a parent should be going down there is to make the kids apologise to the security guard and the manager for wrapped in the bollocks. So
instead of storming into the place and threatening to sue him and taking his photograph.
Yeah, like she knows the young fella is no angel, like, I'm sure. You know, it's not just rodeo. That's what happens when you have scum breeding scum.
I've no doubt, though, that this young fella came home and told his lovely mammy that I was just walking around the shop and the security guard grabbed me and threw me out.
She's more fucking gullible for believing it.
So you think the security guard is well within his rights to manhandle young fellas and physically throw them out of the store?
Yeah, but like, is that your other caller said there with reasonable force? Do you know what I mean? Like, but again, he has the right to defend himself. Like, if he's escorting them out and one of them threw him a box, I suppose he's well within his rights to hit them back. Show self defense. So don't go hitting them. But if he was escorting them out and one of them went to hit him a box, he'd be well within his right to hit them. Child or no child, like, a 15-year-old could be fucking 6 foot. Do you know what I mean? They could be as strong as nearly any man.
Okay, but stay there for a second, Martin, because in just a moment I'm going to be speaking to a guy who believes that nobody should ever put their hands on any child in any way.
And that the security guard in question, which I think is ridiculous, that the security guard should be charged with assault. Like, are we really having this conversation? That security guard should be charged with assault. Who did he assault?
The child. Oh. Because he physically put his hands on the child.
Oh, my God.
Eddie.
How are you, lads? Good topic. As you know, I work security, but I don't do retail. I wouldn't do retail for fucking all the tea in China. It is like babysitting all day long. And the fucking stories that the lads tell me, because I have friends that do it. But here's the deal. These little runts, they know the law. They know for a fact that all the security guard is a visual deterrent. Even if he sees somebody robbing something, right? He's only allowed to approach them when they go past the last point of payment. And then all he can say is, empty your pockets. And all they have to say is no and walk on. He's not allowed to detain them. He's not allowed to lay a hand on them because that's classed as assault. And they just walk along the merry way. Now, most people, like, obey the law. So when you see the security guard, they adhere to what he says. Little runs, they don't give a shit. They know they can't be touched. And that's the problem.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, guys? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say on this?
Well, Eddie got there before me, and he's at the taking the wind down my sail, because I was just about to say the same what Eddie said. The law is the law. You don't, buddy, you know, and it's a fact. I don't care who they are, what they are, the little fuck that is, that you don't put your hands on anybody, whether they're kids.
Okay, but according to Dylan, the security guard, they're entitled to put their hands on people.
Dylan is wrong. He should be stripped of his license straight away. You know, he's very wrong, and he's very wrong in thinking that he can actually put his hands on somebody. You know, only if he's being attacked, he can put his hands on somebody. I'm very surprised at Dylan, actually, that he's said the same these things, because Dylan quite knows, and I know the PSA, I know everything about it. You know, I was a security guard a long time ago. You do not put your hands on anybody. You don't. Unless they are attacking you or they're attacking somebody in the shop, then you have a right to actually, you know, apprehend that
person. Okay, so how was the security guard meant to get these young fellas out if it wasn't?
Call the guards. That's unfortunately what it has to be done.
Because as we saw, it was possible for the security guard to physically drag them out of the store, which is what he did, without wasting any guard of time.
Well, here's the thing, you see, what you have is the mother there that happens, or the father coming around, and you box the heads off the security guards, you know, and then just murder it altogether, you know. This can blow up very fast, Adrian and Jeremy. This can happen in a
Okay,
second.
So you're saying that these young fellas are running up and down down the aisles, one of them pulling stuff off the shelf onto the floor, and you're saying that the security guard should have picked up the phone, called the local Garda station and said...
That's guards, the only powers they have.
So what's his job then? Just sitting there looking pretty?
As what Eddie said, they are an eyeball deterrent. They're always security's there. They're watching me. They're watching, you know, that's his... Eddie said it. Yeah, Eddie got everything that I had to say.
Let's scumbags be scumbags.
Here's the thing, Jeremy. You call them what you like at the end of it. But the fact of the matter is, you cannot physically fucking touch them. You know, because if you do, and if you end up in a brawl with one of them and you're on the ground, that's a whole different kettle of fish. You're going to end up in big shit. Your license will be taken. You could be done for assault.
Okay, but so you believe.
Hang on a second. We have to be very clear about this. There was no assault committed yesterday in that shop. No assault.
Well, you dragged him out. He dragged him out. He shouldn't have touched him. No. He should not have touched him.
There was no assault carried out in that shop yesterday.
What's he doing with his hands on them? He should never have touched the people.
Martin, what do you say to this? That this security guard had absolutely no right whatsoever to put his hands on these children. What he did is assault.
Well, Joe, to the letter of the law, it probably is assault. But as a law lecturer said to me one time, the law is an act. But morally, I think he should be well within his rights to do it. Legally, the law is the law, but morally, you should be able to.
It's not the law, and they are not given. Just because you have a PSA license, you are not permitted to put your hands on someone unless you're under attack or someone else is under attack, and then you can apprehend that person or put them onto the floor and wait for the guardie. But the fact of the matter is, you cannot manhandle anybody, kids, adults, it doesn't matter who they are. You are not allowed to touch them. You know, you can tell them to leave the premises ASAP, and if you don't leave the premises, we're going to call the cops. That's the way it works, and that's the way it is across the board. Nobody's superior to this. Nobody has. I don't know what the last guy was saying. I really don't. I'm baffled by where he was coming from, that he was saying that, you can do this, you can do that, and I'm a security. No, you can't. No, you fucking can't. You cannot.
And you also believe that they shouldn't be allowed to either.
No, because I do believe that this couldn't. The law was that you could touch them. You know, this is, look, everybody takes the piss. The Gardaí even take the piss. I've seen videos there of Gardaí punching people around. You know, this.
So hang on a second.
Sorry, I'm only.
How long are you going to wait for the cop to turn up?
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is...
No. Hang on. This instance that happened that we're talking about now with these two 15-year-olds who were pulling things off the shelves, probably breaking things off the shelves.
It shouldn't have been, Jeremy.
Would have taken probably 45 minutes to an hour for them, because I know...
Probably longer.
I know where that shop is. The local Garda station will be the one down there.
It's a fair distance.
Probably about 40 minutes for the guard. So you think they should just be allowed to wreck havoc in the shop, damage goods, and wait for the guards to come
on? I understand. It sounds stupid, but the fact that the matter is, that's it then, that you see what they've done is they're barred and they'll never be allowed in the shop again.
Oh God, they're barred.
That's all you can do.
If they get a conviction, they get squashed then once they're 18, so they can just do what they fucking want.
I didn't make the laws. The law is that they do what they want, but let them do what they want. If they are attacking anybody or attacking you, you can put them on the ground. But the fact of the matter is, what I'm saying is, the law of the land is the law of the land. They still are classed as kids, Jeremy, at the end of the day, and you cannot physically touch them. It's as simple as that. It is what it is.
Okay, so again, John, I'm going to ask, how does a security guard get these little brats out of the shop? How?
Just walk them out.
What do you mean walk them out?
Again, get the cops, wherever it may be. I don't know. I've seen many of occasions here, and I've seen people being thrown out of shopping centres, and there's a bunch of security guards. There's four or five of them, and they're walking them out. That's exactly what I said. They're walking them out towards the exit.
So you go over to the lads. You say, lads, I'm throwing you out of the shop. Will you please walk this way?
Leave the shop immediately, or I'm calling the cops. And I've seen, that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you're licensed to do.
And if they refuse, you have to wait 45 minutes for the guards to call.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is. That's it. Yes. That's it.
And you think that's the way it should be?
Well, look, I don't want anybody putting their hands on anybody, you know, because as I said to you, this will actually turn very physical very, very quickly. If somebody puts their hands on somebody, and as I said to you, the mothers, their fathers, their grandfathers, they'll all be around and they'll break the place up, they'll break the security guard up, and then we have a big fucking problem here then. That's the problem. So the only thing is not to touch anybody, and you can't be accused of anybody, Jenny. You see, here's the thing, Jeremy, now you have to understand. If he hadn't grabbed them by the scruff, as it's called, if he hadn't grabbed them, if he had just said, listen, lads, you're gone, you're barred, and I'm calling the cops now. She's on the phone to them. She's up hitting the alarm there, and they're on the way. Look, I know it's a pain in the arse waiting, but here's the thing. The cops would have arrived. Situation at least then it leaves him off and it leaves the shop off, and then it's their problem. It is really basically giving somebody else a problem, or you the guarantee. But the fact of the matter is, that's the only thing that he could have done that's better than anything that he could have done yesterday by dragging him out of the shop. Because now, look at him now. He's all over social media. They're all giving out fuck about him. Here, he should have known better not to touch him.
Okay, now let me go back to the point of this mother storming into the shop, screaming the odds. You put your hands on my child.
Yeah, my Johnny by the scruff, yeah.
Do you think she's within her rights to threaten to sue the security guard?
Listen, the fact of the matter is, there's a very white line there. You'd have to look at security. You'd have to see what's going on, what actually physical is, you know, what really happened, how much force was used. You know, the Gardaí is obviously going to be called into this, obviously, and, you know, it's that they're getting that big now. That's what I'm saying, Jeremy and Edward, that it's gone that big that the Gardaí be looking at the CCTV. Jesus, here, lad, you shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, that will be determined by the Gardaí, I suppose. But the fact of the matter is, this could have been all avoided if they had said, listen, you've got to leave, you're gone, you're never getting in here again, you're barred. And that's it. You know, you're barred. And unfortunately, you have to wait for the cops. That's the law of the land.
Okay, stay there for a second, because, Jess, you're annoyed with what you're hearing here.
Oh, John, I'm going to say the same thing that you say every day. Will you get your shit together? Seriously. Them little bollocks deserve to get flung out. They should have been tossed out on the rear, the little scrubs.
That's here, look, I'm not disagreeing with you by no means, Jess. You know,
Mom and Dad can go down and defend a little angles on my little Warren will do it. While your little Warren's on CCTV wrecking the gas.
The fact of the matter is, Jess, you're not allowed to touch them, and that's the law. That's the law of the land.
Yeah,
and if you touch them, it doesn't matter. If they're throwing a bit of 50, you know, a euro stock, or, you know, a couple of euros of stock around.
What I'm saying is it should
never happen. But what's happening here now is the bigger picture. You know, he's being done for assault. There's people coming to the shop. You've touched my little angel, as you said. You've done this, you've done that. You know, you should never have touched them. And now we have court cases and everything. Fucking hell's going down the road. So the fact of the matter is, he could have avoided all this. I know it sounds stupid, I know it sounds ridiculous. Walked in out of the shop, called the cops. I don't know what he's going to do.
Because they're going to walk willingly, aren't they? No, they won't. Well,
it's a game of confidence here, really. You know, you can't, as I said to you, Jess, and you can't, you know, I've always said this, you can't, don't touch nobody.
Those 15-year-olds are the same type of people who grow up and have just 500 evictions under their
belt. I've always been told this. I just want to say this, Jess, and I say this to Adrian and Jeremy as well. I've always been told by my father and growing up, and, you know, all through our lives, we have a big family, never touch nobody until they touch you. We were always told that. Never, ever touch anybody until they touch you. And then you have every right then to do what you want then. You know, the fact of the matter is, it still stands with this guy. Don't touch nobody until they touch you. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, you know, we're all kids. You don't wreck the shop, but you don't let the security guard give you a reason to bring it out.
It's the guard's problem, Jess. It's not a security guard's problem, Dan. I know we have to wait 45 minutes. Because if he calls the guard...
45 minutes,
you'd
be waiting an hour, 2 hours.
It doesn't matter. We all know that, but that's the law. I know you're all angry. You know you're all...
Here's the thing.
If you think for one minute security guards can go around and baiting kids and pushing them out to shop, punching them, or whatever, I don't know what you are saying, but... It's not possible. You can't do it. It's not allowed. It's not on. You know, it's just...
I'm going around circles with you. You're not getting it.
It's not that I'm not getting it. You don't get it. They're not allowed to put their hands on you.
What kind of fair play to the security guard doing his job? Wow.
Listen, it's the law, Jess. That's the thing. It's the law. You don't put your hand on someone unless you're... It is where it is. I didn't write them, as I said.
Yeah, but you break them, don't you?
Well, look, laws are there to be broken, I always said it. But the fact of the matter is, these kids didn't start on him. They didn't start on him, Jess. They didn't start punching that off him. They didn't attack him.
So let the little throat wreck the shop. Is that what you're saying? Well, the laws are meant to be broken.
No, I'm not. You're saying that. You're trying to put the words. I'm saying to you, he should have called.
Did you hear that as well?
Throwing the sock around, they said. I said, throw the sock around. They didn't touch him.
No, they didn't touch him. They didn't. No, I know they didn't. They didn't cause him any harm at all. And the bottom line is, Jess, that they're not meant to, security are not meant to put their hands on people. They're meant to walk them out the door or call the guards.
Yeah, because little scrotes and thieves are going to walk out willingly. We'll just stop it. Any scrote or thief or anything like that deserves to be flung out and get a size 12 up the backside while you're at it.
Do you see, you don't believe that this security guard did anything wrong at all?
No, I say build a bus to that man.
Do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. We have more of your calls in just one moment.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, Ed. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I am annoyed, but I'm trying to be as calm as possible. Like, John really needs to get his shit together, as we were saying the last time. Get your shit together. Basically, what he was saying, like, and I'm going to start off with his favorite phrase, the fact of the matter. Well, the fact of the matter is, John, if you're still listening, he was allowed to drag them out. He was allowed to defend himself. Like, what if they were to turn around to tell him to fuck off? What was he supposed to do?
And I'm sure they probably did.
Yeah, well, then what was he about? And he's saying, oh, call the guards. Well, which one would be fastest? Him dragging them out and get them to leave the shop, or calling the guards and wait for them to arrive? Which one would be the fastest?
Okay, but as John said, he is not meant to manhandle children. He's not meant to be putting his hands on them.
Jesus, they're not really that children. 15, you're not really, okay, by the law, you're a child, but you're not really a child if you're being that much of an asshole.
Okay, so you believe that this security guard has the right to put his hands on teenagers and physically drag them out of the shop.
Absolutely. He didn't hit them. He just dragged them out. So, and there was no evidence of bruises or anything like that. So absolutely 100%.
Well, now, sorry, we don't know if there's any evidence of bruises. We're not at liberty to say whether or not there was bruises on
them. But he didn't hit them. So...
No, I don't.
Absolutely.
I don't see how this is considered assault, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Neither do I, Jeremy. I agree.
Like, how is it assaulted?
Putting your hands on somebody in any way, shape, or form is assault.
So if I literally touch your shoulder, I've assaulted you. No, it's not assault.
Okay, if you grab me by the scruff,
it's not grievous.
That is assault.
It's not grievous bodily harm or anything like that.
Nobody said it was grievous bodily harm. The fact of the matter is, the security guard should not be putting his hands on anybody. That's it. End of story. Should not be putting his hands on anybody. And that's what this mother is annoyed about. And a lot of people think this mother is right to be annoyed.
I've seen security at gigs a lot of the time escorting people who won't.
Escorting people, not dragging them. Escorting them. And that's what this security guard should have done, escorted them off the premises.
But, like, if they were to kick him or whatever or hit them, like, I mean, he did escort them, but in a different way. No, I still agree that he was 100% right to do it.
Okay, stay there for a second, Ed, because I've Eddie on the other line. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good afternoon, chaps.
Well, Eddie, what did you want to say on this?
Oh, I'm getting really angry here at the likes of this Ed that's on, that Jess that's on. The law is the fucking law. Yes, we all know that the security guard should be able to just fucking drag them with the ear hole and throw them out. But once he does that, the law is in favour of the little fucking scroat, right? All he is a visual deterrent, right? Like I said in my voice note earlier, even if someone is stealing, you have to wait until they cross that last point of payment and out the threshold of the shop, and then you stop them and say, can you empty your pockets? If they turn around you and say no and walk on, there's nothing you can do. Absolutely nothing you can do. You're not allowed to touch them. You're not allowed to detain them. All you can do is write a report, time, date, description of the person, ring the police, and if you're lucky, they might turn up 24 hours later. It's a fucking thankless job, retail. The grief they get. And this is why there's such a high turnover in the retail industry, security guards, because they don't get any help. The laws all need changed. And these little scroats know this. And everyone's coming on going, oh, yeah, 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 you should slap them, you should do this. It's a fucking law, lads. You're not allowed to lay a finger on them. What aren't you fucking understanding?
Ed, I'm just reading here. We were looking up the rules, and one of our listeners sent this in to us, and it says, in Ireland, security guards can use reasonable force in certain situations, but they generally cannot touch or detain you without proper justification. Their powers are limited, and they should not exceed the force necessary to ensure safety or prevent a crime. In other words, they really shouldn't be putting their hands on anybody.
Well, then maybe it was a reasonable force, just like the other caller said a few hours ago, like a while ago there. Like, he was working as a security guard, so maybe it was a reasonable force. We don't know.
This is why you see fellas with 400 convictions, because they know the fucking law is in their favour.
And that, I agree. And these young fellas probably know exactly that. They know that the law is on their side. They know that this security guard can't do anything. Like the story Jeremy told about the kids with the throwing the ice on the floor, the security guard didn't even get up out of his seat because he knew there was nothing he could do.
And not only that, right? The law's not in his favour, but when, say he did fucking throw the kid out and the parent came down and all of a sudden makes a report, makes a complaint to his company, he'd lose his job. And now he's out of fucking employment. All the laws are in favour of the scroat.
Okay, well, hang on there for a second. I want to go to Grace. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this? Was this security guard right to physically drag these young fellas out of the shop?
I think he was right, but I didn't realise that there were so many laws preventing him from doing the job that he's actually being paid to do. What's the point of a security man if he can't secure the premises that he's being paid to look after?
He can. Say, for example, these young fellas carrying on, running around like lunatics around the shop and pulling stuff off the shelves. He should have gone over to them and said, lads, out you get, you're barred, and walk them to the door. I don't know whether he tried to do that, but he shouldn't really be putting his hands on anybody.
Well, your assumption would be that that would be the first thing that he did, because that would be what everybody would do. I think if somebody was causing mayhem anywhere, you would say, look, can you leave? And if they refuse to leave, what are you supposed to do?
Well, Eddie, what are you supposed to do? Wait for the guards?
Yes, this is the problem. As I said, all you are is a visual deterrent. You're not allowed to lay a fucking finger on them. I'd love if you were, but that's not how the law works. And if you do, then you're open to prosecution. You're a visual deterrent. You're told to say certain keywords and try to de-escalate the situation and walk them out. If they don't do any of that, your only recourse is to call the guards, and they won't turn up for a little fucking money. It's hopeless.
I personally feel the people responsible here are the parents. I mean, the fact that they would have the audacity to go down and threaten the security guard when it was their kids that were given shit in the first place makes me laugh. Take the kids home, whatever way you want to discipline them or do that, but don't go down and say you're going to sue the security guard for putting... Your child was the one in the wrong, like.
Yeah, because scum breeds scum. I guarantee 20 years prior, it was the fucking parents that were down there tormenting the poor security guard.
But the reality of it is that young fella probably went home to mammy and said, I was just walking around the shop and the security guard came over and he dragged me out of the shop. I'm sure that's exactly what the young fella said. And mammy said, I'm not having this.
If I had done that when I was younger, my mother would have hit me first and asked questions later.
Yep, yeah, and most of us when we were younger. So you think that security guards should be able to physically manhandle somebody out of a shop if necessary?
100%. Why would you be wasting guard time to come down to remove two 15-year-olds who are not, well, I'm assuming they weren't a physical threat to the security guard if he didn't feel afraid to remove them. So why would you waste the guard time if you can do a job yourself and put them in?
All right, Grace, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls. The bottom line is security guards, whether we would like them to have the power or not, they don't really have, and you can see from that message that was sent in to us, in Ireland, security guards can use reasonable force in certain situations, but they generally can't touch or detain you without proper justification.
I don't know if many of you saw the video that was on YouTube. It went up about a year ago. And this is how parents should deal with things, but unfortunately it's not. A young fella was outside a shop in England and he was kicked out of the shop and he was screaming at the staff. And he said to a female member staff at the door, this audio is on YouTube, and he said to her, and I'll quote, I'm going to slice you up, you cunt.
Yeah, no, I remember, that video. Remember that video, yeah.
And the video went viral in the hometown where he was from. And the father of this young fella, rather than going down and screaming at the staff and saying, what did you do to my son? The father saw this video of his son, who was about 10, wasn't he? I'll slice you up, you cunt. Saying that to a woman. The father dragged the son down and made him apologise to every single member of staff in that shop because he was so horrified. Unfortunately, parents like that are few and far between. And most parents don't realise their kids are little shits.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. If you make it go green, the little bell, you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet? If you haven't, please do. The WhatsApp channel is where we notify you every day when our podcast episodes drop, and you'll get a notification and a link, and you'll go straight to the podcast and you can listen there and then. And we also send a link when the show is live. We don't spam you. It is a very limited amount of messages that we will send out to you. So if you'd like to be included on our WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp with the words add me to 085-825-2626. That's add me and send it to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a link back by reply. You just click on that and you subscribe to our WhatsApp channel. Thanks very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.